So I would like to ask permission from Nongpo Annan and the Sangha to speak. Greetings to all the lay practitioners. So for today, I would like to share my experience of the practice, which is very important, is that we keep the call what our set practice. So this time of the year is the rain retreat. So every rain retreat, Nongpo Annan would encourage all the monks to practice harder to try to develop the Tutanka Wat, or more intense practice to develop oneself. And these practices, it give strength to the heart. Because for everyone, monks or lay people, all the practitioners, we will eventually have problems in our lives. So how do we deal with it? How do we develop strength for the heart to overcome all these problems, the troubles in our lives? Even though we maybe practice very well, we used to be able to enter samadhi, we have some rapture when we sit, but when the problem occurs, then all these calmness will go away, and we may not even have the strength to practice anymore. We become hopeless. We don't want to do anything. So how do we deal with it? For me, I contemplate that what the Kruba Ajahn, Longpo Annan, teach us is to keep the kawat, the daily schedules. So when I was staying alone, because I was living away from my teacher, Nongpo Annan told me to keep practicing the daily schedule, meaning that when I wake up in the morning, what we are doing when all of you, as you're doing in this retreat, is get up in the morning, do the morning chanting, sit samadhi for a little bit. Then as a monk, then I go on bintabat, go on alms round to collect the food and then eat. And during the day, I can do a little bit of samadhi, walking or sitting, meditation. Then in the afternoon, we have to do the chores of cleaning, taking care of the buildings, the kutis. And then in the evening, we do the evening chanting. And then sit samadhi for a little bit. And this is what keep me going in rough time. So one example, last Pansa, last year, I had a chance to take care of two newly ordained monks. So before that, I was either living alone or living with another monk who already is quite senior. So we got along, you know, I don't have to teach anything. But last year, the two monks, they are sons of my upatak, the lay supporter. So they ordained at Wat Map Chan and then went back to stay with me in Suphanburi. So as a new monks, they have a lot of doubts in the practice. They don't know any basic kawat at all. So that create quite a lot of problems. And also last year, last Pansa, I have a nun staying at the monastery also. She also just ordained before the Pansa last year. So for the new monks, they were afraid of doing wrong to the Vinaya, to the Sila. So that really disturbed their practice. So myself and another monk who are the seniors, then we have to take care of them. Even though as Kamatan monks, we like to live quietly, live, you know, by ourselves. But this is our one of the duty is to teach. And so I was reflecting, what should I do to help them? So I thought of the teaching of Tanajana Nan. So I didn't explain much, but I told them to keep doing the basic daily schedule. So I was leading them in the morning chanting, evening chanting. And all these practices, they are the focus to make the practice come together. So this way, this practice of doing daily practice to keep practicing constantly is the way that Lungpu Sha and Lungpo Annan lead us in doing. So in the morning, we get up, we do morning chanting, we meditate, and we have to do this daily. And after a while, I can see that their doubts start to go away. These two monks, they become calmer. So they plan to ordain for 1 month. So during that 1 month, one of the monks, he already has a family, he has a wife, a son, and they came to visit him almost every day. And the other one, after disrobing, he had a plan to get married. So they always had these thoughts to disturb their practice. But they follow my advice, and they keep practicing, they keep trying, and eventually they start to develop strength in their heart. And they were, in the beginning, they were doubting whether they can stay for a month, but toward the end, they were able to do as they planned. So they stay for the whole month, and then afterward, they disrobe. So as you can see, problems in our life, they wouldn't go away. But with the practice, these problems will get easier to deal with. So this is what Lungpo Annan encouraged the monks and the lay people to do. This is the way that Lungpu Sha led the monks to practice. So every Pansa, This is what Longpo Annan encouraged. And all these basic practices, they have a lot of benefits. So for you, this is the second to last day of the retreat, and you will go back home soon. And when you are away from the teachers, then you should still keep the practice. So you can set up your own practice that suit yourself when you're at home. If you like to chant, then you find the chanting that you like and you set the time to chant every day. If you like to sit samadhi, then you set the time to do that every day. If you like to make merits, then you try to do that as often as possible. And also the same with the sila, the precepts. So all these practice, daily practice, if you can keep doing, it will build strength for your mind and for your heart. And this strength, it will lead to your development in your practice. The practice of meditation will get better. And after last Pansa, actually earlier this year, I had two chances to visit on different occasions two people who, one of them were, one of them was in his bed, and he, after my visit, then he passed away a week after that. And the other one, I visited him in the hospital, and myself and many monks went together, and we chant by his bedside until he actually passed away. So for Buddhists, we always hear the advice that for the people who are about to pass away, then relatives should tell that person to recollect putto, so that that person can be with the Buddha. Or tell them to recollect about their past merits. So I think back for myself, I reflect that now that we all still have the chance to practice, we still have good health, we still have strength to practice, then we really should put the effort into our practice so that when the time comes for us to move on, to pass away, then we can recollect about our good deeds, our wholesome merits that we have done. And even though we may be in great pain or great discomfort, and we have either a monk or a relative come and tell us to think about the good deeds that we have done, the good merits, then if we have done that daily, consistently, then it will be easier for us to recollect. And with the wholesome mind, before passing away, then this will lead to a great result. With the wholesome mind, then we will be able to move on to a better place, better rebirth. But then again, coming back to depression, this is what we have to do when we still have the strength to follow the practice that the Kruba Ajahn, the great teachers, have taught us. And we really have to put in the effort to practice. So we should be firm in our faith in the teaching of the Kruba Ajahn. As you can see, you will see in a few days, at the end of this retreat, all the monks from Branch Monastery will come together, many of us, to pay respect to Longpo Annan and Longpo Somchai. And they are the monks who have practiced to keep this daily practice their whole life for over 40 years. And we should have faith that this is the teacher that we can follow. We can really believe in their advice. So in the end, when you go back home, then you should really set your practice to have the daily practice. And even though you may have some problems or troubles in the future, then with the practice, you will find light in your life. And I hope that one day we will come back and see each other again. So in the end, I wish you all good luck, and may you grow in your practice and grow in your Dhamma.